Going to study from the Sademas Parshas Pinchas, Shnat Tov Resh Mem. First piece in Shnat Tov Resh Mem, Parshas Pinchas, in these editions of the Sademas on page 272. The Parsha has so many different subjects, so many different events, and they, at first glance, seem totally unconnected one to the other, such as what happened to Zimri and Kozbi, that because of what Pinchas did, he is rewarded with the kahuna, which does connect to Sororis HaMidyonim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we have to have enmity towards the Midyonim. But interestingly, the actual Milchama and the command that we go to Milchama and destroy Midyon was apparently later. Then you have the counting of Bnei Yisrael, the Minyan. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, who asked that there be the appointment of someone to lead Bnei Yisrael after Moshe is gone, and that of course is Yehoshua. And at first glance you would think these are all somehow not connected, says the Sfas. There's one theme running through it all. Smichas Parshios Halolu, that these Parshios are all one after the other. Kahuna Pinchas, Vitzororas HaMidyanim, and Minyan, counting Bnei Yisrael. Uptiras Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShol. Ha'inyan hu. The idea here is, ki ata hischil hiyos hanhaga acheres. There's a whole new way of interacting with and accomplishing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is new, because these are the people who are coming into the land. The hanhaga acheres shel dor Bo'ei Ha'aretz. L'chein, Ha'yam Minyan Chadash. Because counting doesn't only come to practical effect. How many are there in each Shevet? How big and how small should the land mass be when you divide up the land? Not only are they coming in to a land, they're also going to divide into battalions, into an army. All of that requires the counting. But Sfas is looking at something bigger. Each person counts for something very different than what we counted for in the Midbar. The assignment of Nefashos, the task of Nefashos of that time of the Midbar was for the acceptance of Torah and to be that first generation of Am Yisrael. Now, it's a different door, and he's going to explain it's the first door that's so much more the door of Torah Shebal Peh, not Torah Shebichtav. And so the Minyan is because it's a whole new people, if you will, with a whole new character. Ukumay B'dor HaMidbar, moving now into the idea of the Kahuna of Pinchas, Ukumay B'dor HaMidbar, Nitin Lahem Aron HaKoyen, just as appropriately, the Koyen for the Dor HaMidbar was the Koyen Gadol Aron. Kach B'dor Zeh, Haya Kahuna Pinchas, appropriate for this door, a new Koyen. Eventually he became the Kohen Gadol, the Kahuna of Pinchas. Why? What's the idea? Because Rak Mikoyden Hoya B'Male Elyoina, that you have an Aaron HaKoyen chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with any record of what Aaron did. There's no record in the Torah describing the chosenness and the reason for that chosenness of Aaron. Whereas in the case of Pinchas, Tachas HaShakine Le'lakov, he did very boldly that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed someone to do, to be mekaneh kinas Hashem. Mikodem hayu b'mal elyonu l'malu mi'atzeva. It was supernatural. The qualities of Aaron, known only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi'atzeva, he says, l'malu mi'atzeva, b'kodem b'yishol Moshe Rabbeinu al b'sholom. Moshe Rabbeinu was also ishol akin. We're talking about something that is outside of the Teva. You're talking about a people with a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. Outside of the Teva. You're talking about the Dordea that received Torah at Sinai. Everything about them is L'mayla Min HaTeva. And because it's L'mayla Min HaTeva, they deserve, if you will, or it's fitting. Not so much deserve, because they also made many mistakes, the Dordea. But because there was some certain aspects of that door that was the Ma'ala Min HaTeva, that door that stood at HaSinai, they were taken care of from something in Shamayim. There's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with them and for them, and how he interacts with them, and who's the Kohen who's going to lead them, Arev HaKohen, all from Shamayim. Isarusa Vileila, and it's cool. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proffers onto such a holy people, onto a people who are so different. The interaction with such a people is that Shemayim does, Shemayim says, Shemayim gives. Like Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and in the zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we should have a Kohen Gadol represent us and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our sake. We should have a Kohen Gadol serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, representing us and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To matana, the gift. And that we should have that kind of tzaddik Aaron, the gift. And does the Torah say as much? Yes. In Bamidbar, the Medrash on Shabbos a few weeks ago, Avodas matana etein kuhunas kavod. The Torah calls it a matana. Not just that I'm giving it to Aaron, it's a matana for Aaron, it's a matana for Klal Yisrael. That's not anymore. You want to have a Kohen Gadol? What kind of a people are you? What kind of a person is he? This isn't anymore Yirat Har Sinai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is doing miraculously all of what it takes to bring you from Mitzrayim, put you at Har Sinai, give you a Torah, reveal Torah to Am Yisrael. Everybody in Klal Yisrael then was on such a unique supernatural madrega. But not anymore. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. And now it's going to be, in this case, the case of the Kohen Gadol, Upinchas, the last line on the bottom of this page on the right side. Upinchas bidin zocha l'kuhu nasai. The Medrash uses that very word. Dinhu. It's only fitting and correct that he should become a Kohen. Because if he is going to reestablish shalom between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, that's what a Kohen does. The Kohen is the one who, in his serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings shalom and brings together at the Mizbeach the world above and the world below. The shalom. That's what Pinchas did. Boldly. Courageously. That's what the Medrash means in Medrash Rabbah. That's the footnote. References Medrash Rabbah Chaf Aleph. Ki haya lefi hishtanus hador. This change is because of a change of generation. Shehizchil ata v'hiyais avodas ha'adam. It's now important that people take their avodah seriously and expand on the Torah shebichsav. V'hizoyrus shelamata. It needs to come from us. It all depends on what we do. It depends on how we develop ourselves and how we learn and then how we do mitzvot and how we expand the practice of the written Torah into an entire way of life in Torah Shebal Peh, Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. The change, the critical change from Torah Shebal Sav to Torah Shebal Peh obviously is, when does Torah Shebal Sav come to an end? When Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. We're coming to Eretz Israel. It's not Torah. We have Nevuah. But Torah, as opposed to Nevi'im Meksuvim, comes to an end. Torah Shebal Sav, the era of Torah Shebal Sav, if you will, comes to an end, says the Tzfas Emes, at this point. And this is the interchange. This is the point where Torah Shebet Chsav, as in Aaron HaKohen, as in the Dordeya, pass away, and the Iker becomes the Torah Shebal Peh. And it depends on what you do. It depends on being as bold and as assertive as Pinchas was. And then he goes on, he says a fascinating thing. Looking at the matter more deeply, he says, look at what Pinchas did. Did what Pinchas do, does it appear in a pasuk in the Torah? Is there a pasuk in the Torah that says that if you see a person that's boa al ha'aramis, so you take your spear and you spear them through? It's peshat ma'aseh, and you're witnessing such a thing. That no, there's no such pasuk. What is it? What is it? The ultimate act of Pinchas was Torah Shebal Peh. He runs to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, I see what you once taught us. Torah Shebal Peh. The bold act of Pinchas was the first great ultimate act of Torah Shebal Peh. V'zeh atzmai inyan kanoim poigin boy. That a kanoi, if he naturally responds to what he sees when he witnesses this travesty of a bo'a al ha'aramis, so then that's what he is to do. It's totally Torah Shebal Peh. The Tzfas Emes says it very, very emphatically. Shehu einoi bar moves b'Sanhedrin. Zimri doesn't deserve death. He's taken to the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin says, he did a terrible thing. Do we put him to death? No. Eidel Hasra? No. Nothing. None. Yeah? Absolutely. Tarjim of Allah Khomesh Mizina. Shu any bar mavis the Sanhedrin, shall be adin, ein yecholim lahamisai. According to Jewish law, as written in Torah Shebichsav, you can't do anything to him. He's untouchable. Barak mish mekanil Hashem, says the Satemis, nishtane hadin. It's interesting how he says it in sin. Look how dynamic it is. We know it's a standing din. That's the din. It's a non-pagan law. But the Satemis says it differently. Nishtane hadin. Until you need to have that kanois. If you do it because that's the law, that he deserves death, no, you're not allowed to do it. You have to do it out of kanos. When one has that kanos, then the law changes. You, who are takim mekana lele kacha, now you're allowed to kill it. Until you have that kanos, until that's the reason why you're acting, the din is, you're not allowed to touch him.
Unless he became black and white, or so to say, he could not touch.
The halacha is that if you know the halacha, oh, kanoi and poigin boy, so I'm going to kill it. You're not allowed to. A person who is not really a kanoi, l'shem Hashem, extremists, whatever, if it's not l'shem Hashem, this quote, end quote, kanoi, not allowed to touch it. But if it's really takas Hashem, then that changes the matter. Nishtana hadin lahargoy.
Still, he was taught the halacha.
Yeah, he was taught. He was taught the halacha is kanoi poigimbo. So he had to do a self-assessment.
So
they had him a mesayrus. 100%. It was a mesayrus. But what's Pinchas's din? If Pinchas would have seen it and said, "Oh, it's terrible. It's so upsetting." But he doesn't have a natural, instinctual desire to cause it to stop immediately, though that will mean killing them. Would he be allowed to do it? No. It has to be that he is Makana, Leila Kov, says the Sassanis, then the din changes. Oh, now? Do it. And he was most inevitable because he put himself in great danger. That's the ultimate Torah Shebal Peh. Nimsa Shebnei Yisrael Mishanim B'ma'aseihem Kol Hanhogos HaTorah. What we do makes such a big difference. Because what we do makes the Torah come alive. Doing the Torah is Torah. Doing the halachic step that is in almost all ways in our lives, Torah Shebal Peh. You know, Torah Shebal Peh. Which parshias? The parshias look like? How do you put them in? Into what? What does the bottom look like? It's all Torah Shebal Peh. So this Ma'aseyim of Yisrael makes that Torah Shebal Peh come alive, makes it real, makes it happen. Oh, of course, it's all Mi-Sinai, including Karoi and Poygin Boy, Rak Shebnei Yisrael, Tzrichin Lohitzi'oi, Koyach El HaPoyah. It's a potential reality, the Torah Shebal Peh. You learn it, you derive it, you prove that that's what the halacha is, you do it, you took it from potential to actuality. That's not in any way a criticism of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though there's a medrash that says that he was stunned by what he saw and didn't know what to do. That was also min hashemayim. That was min hashemayim, says the Sfas Emes. It was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that Pinchas would receive, upon his understanding what to do and his genuine kanois, he would become the kohen. And we need that. We need a kohen now who's not a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need a kohen who is made of himself a kohen. That's the kohen gadol that Pinchas, as opposed to the gift of a kohen gadol in the form of an Aaron HaKohen, because this is the transitional time where, no, it's not from Shemayim. This is the people who are not on that level to get gifts from Shemayim so much as earn it. You gotta earn it. You people have to earn having a Pinchas. Pinchas has to earn his becoming a Kohen. Eventually became a Kohen Gadol. And a Chanan. But we became a Kohen Gadol. But the point is, he wasn't a Kohen. He wasn't a Kohen. Now he becomes a Kohen and eventually becomes a Kohen Gadol. But the roots of who he is and how he can be a Kohen Gadol? Because of what he did, not because of what Hashem did, because of what Pinchas did. Because that generation, the Dordea in the Midbar, was such a high generation, how could Baruch Hu directed their lives, the entire sense of providence was Rak Bahanhoga El Yoinah. Completely different from what we experience today. Completely different even from what the door that came into Eretz Yisrael experienced. Because in the case of the door in the Midbar, Batel Seichel V'Koyach Hasaga Sa'odom V'Madrega Ramo Kuzu. They were on such a high Madrega that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you don't have to figure it out. I'll give you Torah. You don't have to develop yourselves more. I'll give you Aaron HaKoyim. But you're going into Eretz Yisrael. You're the next generation. You're not on that level of those who were at Har Sinai. Okay, what are you going to do? Mitzvot Ha'aretz. I'm not giving you mon anymore, but I'm giving you opportunities to do mitzvahs, multiple mitzvahs, which in the Midbar you didn't have. I'm not going to give you an Aaron HaKoyim. The person who's going to be the Koyim is going to make himself. We have to make ourselves, my friends. We have to make ourselves holy. Not just what we know, we have to work. That's the whole point that Shasemis is making. That the Dardei in the Midbar was a completely different kind of door. It's not like us, we're not like them. On the contrary, taking what the Shasemis is saying, we have to realize that the farther away we are from Har Sinai, the more we have to work. The harder we have to work. And we understand, looking at the world we live in, the world that is so terribly removed from ideas of faith, ideas of decency, morality, how much more do we have to work there for? K'moshin is batel me'or ha'levona, like Rashi quotes, the idea of Yahushua was like a levona klape ha'shemesh compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, compared to the sun, the moon compared to the sun. But let's go back a line. Vachakat shenishpilu ha'dayrois, where there's a lesser generation that was not a Har Sinai, Nikur, the Nitzra, it's recognizably needed. His oilers hatachtonim, kiniskel el. You've got it, it's got to come from below, it's got to come from us. As opposed to the matana of Aaron, to make ourselves deserving of, and Pinchas had to become deserving of, being the Kohen. And that's the idea in that Rashi, that no doubt Svasemis is referencing that Rashi in this week's Parsha, that Yoshua was like Levana compared to the Chama. Yoshua was that way in comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it's a new generation. And it has to be a generation where the work is done. And what was Yehoshua? Why was Yehoshua chosen? Because of his work. It's exactly why Yehoshua was chosen. And now, he says a fascinating thing. He says, what does soror mean? This is not I mentioned earlier, this is not the commandment, go make mulchama. The commandment is Hashem. That's next week. And Mefarshim says, or Chaim says, it was at a different time. The command of Tzoraris HaMijonim means you should see them as Tzorim, understand and recognize the evil and be opposed to that evil, even hate that evil. Aleichem L'ayev Oysam, Rashi said. You have to look at them as your enemies. Now, understand, Tzoror means do it now. Kitzorim heim lachem. What lashon is tzorim heim lachem? Avar, asid, hoiva, kitzorim heim lachem means lashon hoiva. They are tzorim. What do you mean tzorim? It's over. 24,000 years in Nebuchadnezzar. For others who were put to death by Bezdin, it's over. The whole debacle is terrible. But it's over. No? No, it's not over. Tzorim heim lachem, because everything that Midyan stands for, Asher niklu lachem al dvar par. Let's talk about that word. What does it mean? B'nichleim asher niklu lachem al dvar par. It's a fascinating word. It doesn't say in the pasuk details about znus, avodah zarah, serving bal par. Al dvar par it says. But the ikar is b'nichleim asher niklu lachem. Just as an aside. What does that mean? Ibn Ezra points out, we have the word, I think it's Ibn Ezra points out, we have that word, nun chof lamed. When the brothers of Yosef conspired that terrible evil thought to kill him, vayisnaklu lahamisoi. So what does now nichlehem mean? Shniklu lahem. It's that insidious conspiring to undermine Klal Yisrael. The plot. It's the thought. It's the kavano. It's that Yenison, Tanki Yenison says, etion ramiuson. It's the evil etzah It's not just what they did or what Kalal Yisrael did. It's the evil behind what they did and how they tried to insinuate that evil and infect Kalal Yisrael with that evil. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sororas HaMidjan. I'm not fighting this battle for you, Satan. Mitzrayim, different door, a different time. They were also evil. They also had brought terrible tumult to Kalal Yisrael. What does it say in that Muhammad? Hashem Yilachem Lachem. Va'atem pacharishun. You don't have to do anything, you don't have to say anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. He'll fight that fight for you. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this generation, no, you have to hate them, you have to root out that evil, you have to appreciate the evil. The Divrei Chaim says there are two ways to do tshuva. You can love Hashem, I could never do it wrong. Even the mistake I made, I can't do it ever again because I want to be, and I am close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a higher madriga. I hate the evil. Not just I hate making mistakes. The very ra, the evil itself, I hate.
There's not a shuva. If you didn't hate what you did, there's not a shuva.
No way. Hating that I did it and hating the evil.
I hope
the
evil if I did that.
The action is one thing. I'm talking about the actual, the fact that the evil exists. Not in me anymore. I'm far away from it. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that, it's a ra in the world. I have such a sinas hara. Oh, that's a madrega. The Divrei Chaim says, that's sororas hamidyonim. That's sororas hamidyonim. Let's see the sasamis inside. Clement. Shehoya hakos hamidyonim betziruf sinas b'nei Yisrael. Because how much and how well you beat the midyonim will depend upon how much you hate them. Meaning, how much do you hate the evil that they are. The Sfas Emes in Matos, Parshas Matos, Tov Reish Mem Vov, Divrei Halachos B'Inyan, explicitly says that the more they would hate Midyan, the more they would succeed in destroying Midyan. Kifi, the depth and complete truth of their hate of Midyan, commensurate with that level of hate, that's how well they would succeed. And when they ended up bringing back Taf Menashim, it's because they did not have the level of sinah that they should have had. And when Moshe Rabbeinu chastises them, then they gained the level of sinah that they needed to have. To see how much they would hate that evil that is Midyan. That's how well and how thoroughly they would eradicate Midyan. But again, Tfasemis here means it's all up to you. You gotta be motivated. You got to do the job. Don't think Hashem's doing it. He says, "Umelchamayt harishaynay soya hakol rak b'niflois habayrei b'levad." V'adrav etziv atem tacharishon. Here, oh no, it's up to you. You've got to do it. And he says, he concludes by saying, the idea of the minyan of counting Bnei Yisrael was to tell them and say to them, "You're now a different kind of soldier than your father was. It's a different door. It's a different generation." And there's things that you have to be ready to do and commit to with great commitment and with resolve and action, because it's up to you. It's not going to be up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the door of Torah Shebal Peh. You're learning. You're bringing out Torah. You're bringing out Jewish life and making it come alive, making it happen. You have to make it happen. And the difference that each generation has is to be noticed and appreciated by each generation. In our generation, there are many things which we have to see, and have to see as the challenges of our specific time. We have Sororas HaMidyonim, we have certain Midyonim within our world and all about us, and we have to have the reaction and the strength of conviction and a little bit of the kanois of a Pinchas sometimes, certainly when it's close to home, to be assertive in action and say, Nisht, because we have to have the sinner of the Ra. We have to go to that Madrega. You see, commensurate with how much we have a genuine sinner of the Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us and we'll be vanquishing these enemies and we'll be successful in our Muhammad's L'Shem Shemayim. I wish I would be here. Mr. Shem, I'll come back with good help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help me. We're going to America for 5 weeks.